Audio Renaissance presents The Hidden Diary of Marie Antoinette by Carolee Erickson. Read for you by Maggie Meg Reed. Conciergerie Prison, October 3rd, 1793. They say the fearsome thing doesn't always work well. It takes 3 or 4 chops to sever the head. They say the amount of blood is remarkable, streaming, cascading out, thick and dark red, more blood than you would imagine a person had in him. The executioner walks proudly to the edge of the scaffold, holding up the bleeding head, the eyes staring in surprise, the mouth open in a silent cry, and as he walks, he is drenched in the gushing blood. "My husband had a lot of blood," they tell me. "He was such a large, heavy man, strong and tough as an ox. It would have taken more than one slice of the blade to kill him. They wouldn't let me watch him die. I know I could have given him strength at the end, if only I had been there with him. We went through so much together, Louis and I, right up until the day they came for him and took him away from me. He didn't try to resist that day when they came, the mayor and the others, to take him away. He merely called for his coat and hat and followed them. I never saw him again. That was 9 months ago. Now they will be coming for me, their former queen, Marie Antoinette, now known as Prisoner 280. I don't know when it will be, but soon. I can tell by Rosalie's face when she brings me my soup and lime flower water. She has given